Every Tuesday we catch up with Upper Huntershire Councillor Mayor Maurice Colson joins me in the studio. Maurice, how are you doing this week?
Very well, Jess.
That's good. Now, on Thursday there is another extraordinary council meeting. What's on the agenda?
Yeah, Jess, extraordinary council meetings aren't the best things, but this is an exciting one. We're going to discuss the Scone Netball Courts down at Bill Rose Complex and go through the tenders there and get that new netball courts up and running for the new season of 2021. So I'm sure the netballers will be very happy to hear that. And also we're going to also discuss the CBD plans for Scone. The committee have got some plans to come to council. And if we pass that on Thursday night, that then go out on public consultation for feedback.
Yep.
And, for 28 days. So we'll get all that feedback back and let's hope very shortly we can start on the CBD of improving Scone.
Yes. How did the workshops go last week to do with the tourism side of things?
By all reports, Jess, it went very, very well.
Oh, good.
And there's a lot of good feedback around all the little towns where they went.
Yep.
And, it's something we've got to work very hard on.
Yep, excellent, particularly ahead of the airport being finished up as well, all of that project.
Yeah, I mean, that's all going to be very exciting and it's up to us now to make everything work.
Yep, exactly. Now, there are some trees that are going to be removed at Blandford.
Yeah, Jess, up opposite the Blandford Primary School, there's a couple of very dangerous trees on the main road there that the public have been wanted removed for a fair while.
Yep.
So the council have decided to hop in there, remove them, and a couple more in the park for safety reasons, and we'll work out whose responsibility it is all after. But, yeah, they have to come down, and we're pushing very hard to get that to happen.
Yeah, very good. Now, next Tuesday, so we've got a week, and it's going to be Australia Day.
Yeah, Jess, Australia Day, you know, it's very hard with this COVID, the rules and regulations, but we're going to soldier on. And Scone, we're starting off at 9:30 with limited numbers of 100, which is invitation only, which that's full. Merriwar at 10:30 and Murundi at 1, and both of them will be held with the strict rules of COVID rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But it'll be a great celebration day again with the ambassadors and fun days at the pool and barbecues, and I'm sure people will have a fun day with their family and friends and enjoy the day and stay safe.
Yeah, there's details on Upper Huntershire Council's website and Facebook page on what's going to be going on that people can get involved with.
Yeah, that's the way, Jess. Hop on the Facebook page and have a look and you'll see exactly what's happening, what time and where at.
Yeah, excellent. And lastly this morning, New England MP Barnaby Joyce is in town this week to check in on some projects.
Yeah, meeting both Barnaby Joyce and Michael Johnson up Murundi on Wednesday. And that's more or less to go through some projects that are actually starting and going to happen up in the little village of Murundi.
Yeah.
And, very exciting to have them both in the town and, try and get some more funding to improve other little parts of our shire.
Exactly. I think it was just before Christmas he was up announcing the Drought Communities Program funding. Is that what the canteen at Wilson Memorial Oval's coming out of from memory?
Jess, I'm just not sure which part of the so many different grant fundings, but the Rosedale Canteen, I'm pretty sure they've started that and it's well on the way, along with the Wilson Memorial Sports Upgrade Facility. It's well on the way too.
Yep. Excellent.
So there's just a couple of projects we're just going to have a look at and see how they're running and keep the politicians happy.
Beautiful. Heaps happening, Maurice. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jess.